From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your Agribusiness Update. President Trump spoke to farmers and ranchers at the American Farm Bureau Federation's 99th annual convention Monday in Nashville. Trump said his administration is fighting for the millions of hardworking but forgotten Americans. He promised the Republican tax plan would deliver historic relief for farmers and that he was committed to cutting regulations to benefit farmers and that he supports a farm bill that includes crop insurance. The president also expressed support for the expansion of high-speed internet in rural America. A wall of data will hit the grain market at noon today when the USDA releases several major reports. In addition to its latest monthly world agricultural supply and demand estimates, the agency will publish quarterly inventory numbers and its winter wheat plantings report. Any price reaction on the day could be on the upside, as the consensus view in corn, soybeans, and wheat is almost uniformly bearish. Hedge funds and other large speculators hold the largest bearish bet on grain prices before a January report since 2006. Canadian government officials are being coy when asked about the likelihood of President Trump pulling the U.S. from NAFTA, declining to say if the odds have risen above 50%. According to Bloomfield, a White House official will only say there's no change in the president's position on NAFTA. Trade relations took a dramatic turn this week, with Canada escalating its trade spat by filing a WTO complaint over American duties against Canada and other countries. And that's your Agribusiness Update. I'm Bob Larson with the Ag Information Network of the West.